Emma Hogan is the Economist Britain correspondent. Emma, very good morning to you.
Hello, Ian. Hi.
How is this going to affect the British economy today, or particularly the London economy?
Well, I think it's going to be hugely disruptive. I mean, the strike on July the 9th was estimated to cost the London economy £300 million. It's going to be disruptive to businesses, and particularly those who commute from further distances, which is ever-increasing into London.
And, I mean, if this goes on, because, of course, the Night Tube, if they don't reach an agreement, the Night Tube might not be introduced in September. I mean, what benefit would that be to the economy? I mean, that would be fairly marginal, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure about that. I think the Night Tube does seem to be necessary. I mean, TfL have done studies which show that, you know, nearly half of those travelling on a night bus are either, you know, going to or from work. And sort of the number of commuters who are travelling between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. has increased from 50% in 2003 to 62% in 2013. So, you know, as shift work increases in the economy, you know, people are travelling at different hours. They're not all travelling from 9 o'clock in the morning, or working from 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 p.m. in the evening. So the Night Tube is not just for revellers, you know, going from central London. It is also for workers.